Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Isaiah, for that warm, wonderful introduction. And we'd like to thank the 47,000-plus listeners who have tuned into a show here on Home-Based Business 101. Today we have a special broadcast that we will be doing. We also like to let people know that this particular podcast is brought to you by The Vortex. And you might say, well, what is The Vortex? The Vortex is a online consumer booking, travel booking engine that allows consumers to save 85 to 90% of the time on their vacations and their travel. And what you need to do to create your free account that will give you access to the Vortex is to go to www.myvortex365.com/MU Group. And what does the MU Group stand for? That stands for Movements Unlimited Group, which is a part of our 501c3 nonprofit that allows us to turn vacations and travel bookings into donations, which you're going to find out more about today with today's presenter that we have here on the air. And let me introduce today's presenter. Today's presenter is Mr. Rick Reese, who is married to Brenda Reese. He's a family man, and he has two beautiful children. He is a founding member of Surge 365. He's number one national builder in the company, keynote speaker at national conventions, multiple $1,000 and $10,000 bonus earner, a seven-figure industry earner, founder of Global Expansion Team, certified travel agent. He's a retired Air Force colonel, and he's also a community builder. And we want to do today is talk about how nonprofits and churches can align themselves with this market shift that will allow them to turn vacations and travel bookings into donations. Mr. Rick Reese, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you loud and clear, sir.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be on the show. Thank you for the invitation.
All right. Appreciate you. Yes, let's start off with the state of funding profits and how this model can enable nonprofits to be able to access a perpetual online funding program that will help them turn vacations and travel bookings of their members and supporters into donations.
Well, you know, as you know, nonprofits are struggling. Nonprofits of every sort, whether they be, you know, secular nonprofits, whether they be churches, organizations, people are not giving like they're used to. I don't know if that's a generational. People are not coming up with the coming off their money. And I mean, one of the things that we see, of course, that is needed for today's environment is we've got to get innovative. It's not that there's a lack of money. It's just getting access to it. And, you know, you and I have talked several times, you know, getting access to money is an important thing. And especially myself, and thank you for that that great bio. I was looking at it at third party. I was like, whoa. But the most important thing you said on there is I'm a community builder. And in our communities, there's a lot of needs, but very little money. And so being able to use the tool travel for me as a community builder just gives me access to another vehicle. And you mentioned that Vortex. That's a powerful vehicle. And I was just talking to someone yesterday about it. It's actually a financial instrument. The Vortex is actually a financial instrument that gives us access to wealth and, just by people booking online. As we know, the consumer is all powerful. The consumer is all powerful. The way we choose to spend our money can change absolutely everything that needs to get fixed. And so we never underestimate the power of the dollar. Spent wisely can fix any problem. And so this is really something that's right in front of our face that we don't even see. And so anymore, as a community builder, my mission in life is to provide visibility into something that we know is a great way to transfer wealth to do the things that need to get done. Truly, the will of the people is power. I'll give you an example. We've got Hurricane Florence that's bearing down on us, bearing down on the East Coast. And a million people, think about this, a million people ordered to evacuate as that hurricane approaches. The million people are going to go somewhere. They're going to stay
somewhere. Yes, they are.
You know, where are they going? There's a large percentage that have family. There's a large percentage that actually will be staying in a hotel somewhere out of the path of that hurricane. The Vortex link that you spoke of, imagine making that link through network of churches and organizations and even disaster centers and police stations and fire stations and schools, making that free complimentary link available to those million people saying, hey, this is going to save you money on your travel, on your booking. The money saved, as we know, and many people may be listening in, but the money saved through the Vortex, which saves, like you mentioned, money 85 to 95% of the time. I mean, when a person books a hotel through that Vortex link, it's going to go out there and it's going to check the price of Expedia. It's going to check the price of Travelocity, Priceline, the public price, and intentionally using an algorithm, it'll come in up to 30% less. So if that savings is $50, that $50 goes to the owner of that free link. So we have schools and churches and organizations now giving out the free link to their entire congregation or giving out to their entire friends, family, even strangers. Give it to someone in China. Give it to someone that's fleeing the hurricane. They're going to save, and the money that's saved is the check that's sent to whomever owns the site. And so when you asked me the question about the status in the state of fundraising, we have to get innovative if we are to survive as organizations, if we are to complete the vision that we've been assigned to do. So it's all about innovation.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for that backdrop in terms of status of what's going on and the need. And as you said, there's a perpetual need of churches and nonprofits. As I talked to some pastors, they were just, as you was mentioning, people are not tithing the way that they normally had tithed in the past. And I don't know, as you said, whether it's a generational thing in terms of, the older people have gotten, the less money that they have to give. And then just the whole process of what is taking place with our churches and our nonprofits, and which is a good point, because what me and my wife used to do back in the day when we was running a community-based program was we had a program that we took with Joe Corby's Pizza, which was pizza in a box. And we did is we took and had youth sell pizza kits, and there was a $5.50 profit split in terms of the pizza kits when they were sold. So what we did was we created a situation where parents was able to take and use the pizza kit monies that they had their children sell these pizza kits for to, again, family and friends. And out of that $5.50, what we used to do was we would take $2.50 and use that, take that and use that as a way of paying the youth to support the program. And that $2.50, we did what we call deferred compensation and compensation. And so that $2.50, every time they sold a pizza kit, 50 cent went towards a $25 savings bond, and $2 went directly into the young person's account or pocket.
So right.
We're looking at another way to try to be able to do that with the Vortex as we are reestablishing ourselves here in Baltimore, Maryland.
So absolutely. So fast forward to today.
Mm-hmm.
And the technology of today. Fast forward to today and the technology of today. Expedia last year, 2017, $60 billion. $60 billion. The people booking online last year, 2017, the industry, $649 billion with a B. Fast forward to today, we're looking at technology. The beauty of the Vortex is point them to the link. Nobody calls Expedia. They don't talk to a soul. Last year, $60 billion. Harnessing and redirecting based on vision, market share, allows access to the wealth in the bees, the billions, globally, instantaneously, by someone making a consumer choice. Referring back to the million people evacuating the path of Hurricane Florence, they may not be interested necessarily in pizza until they get established where they're going. But with the stir up of the panic and the hysteria, the grocery shelves are empty. They're even taking the shelves, my sister was saying. And they're going somewhere. Every single time there is a disaster, a catastrophe, a holiday, anything, there's a lot of money being made in crisis. There's a lot of money being made in opportunity. So, but you need tools. So when you're looking at the Vortex as a tool, again, think back to Expedia, $60 billion. They didn't talk to a soul. That's how wealth is transferred. So when I'm talking to pastors in particular or nonprofit leaders, I'm asking them, tell me about your vision, because the size of your vision demands, the money. The vision demands the money. Tell me about your vision. Tell me about your cause. Tell me a little bit about your ministry. Perhaps tell me about your calling. What is that all about? And if they have a vision that requires the B, the billion, okay, we've got a tool that supplies that. Okay, do you need any money, is what I'll ask the pastor. Well, your struggle is over. Revenue coming in through your ministry, your nonprofit, on a daily basis. Again, think about Expedia. Nobody's talking to them. And that's nothing wrong with Expedia. Expedia, I mean, it's a company. It's a business. Expedia and Priceline, they own everybody out there. Guy came to me at my last meeting this past week, and and that we were showing a demonstration of the vortex. And he said, I booked through Kiwi. I said, Kiwi? Who's Kiwi? Kiwi's owned by Expedia. I was talking to a guy at church yesterday, and I was telling him about the million people and how the opportunity with the vortex to harness and redirect wealth. And I said, people can book through the vortex, and it's about 30% less than Expedia when they book a hotel. He said, well, you know, I don't use Expedia. I said, well, who do you use? He says, I use Bookit.com, owned by Expedia, right? And so the Surge 365, our travel program, provides a fresh and consistent stream of funding for virtually any organization. In any church, there's an offering plate being paid, being passed, whether it's inside the church or whether it's outside the church. And so when I'm talking to pastors, I'm saying, Pastor, your entire congregation, nonprofit leader, your entire membership base, where do they book their travel? Nobody goes to a travel agent anymore. They're going online. There's an offering plate being passed every single time. The question is, is it coming to you, or is it going out the four walls of that church, of that congregation, of that membership base? So that's why I say the vortex is a financial instrument that allows us to harness and redirect global wealth. And so I'll talk to the pastor and say, your members and supporters through the vortex can book their personal and business travel 24/7. Now revenue in your pocket. And here's something that I know. It is past time to harness and redirect the profits available on the internet to our churches and our schools. Now the vortex is interesting because when I'm talking to an organization, even a business, we talk to businesses, showing them how to turn travel expenses into revenue. When I'm talking to them, I'm saying, you know, it's access to a market space that unless you have a tool, the vortex that connects at that high level of Expedia to be able to say, okay, I'm going to give Expedia the boot as the middleman connecting buyers to travel suppliers. Your buyers, your members, your supporters, Expedia connects them to travel vendors. The travel vendors pay Expedia money, $60 billion last year. So all we're doing with the vortex is giving Expedia the boot as a middleman and putting your organization connecting to the very same travel suppliers. And now we take the profit that Expedia keeps 100% and say, hey, you know, we're going to take this. We're not going to keep it. The company Surge could very well keep that profit. But no. Let's do this with it. Let's not be the Expedia. Let's do this with it since we are focused on the people. Let's give a savings to whomever books through this complimentary link, and then let's match that savings to the owner of the vortex. Now, what I just said is powerful, right? Because when you look at the market space and the numbers, you're talking $649 billion. So is it possible to rally a church? Is it possible to rally an organization? Is it possible to rally a community around a need where the entire community says, we're going to go through this free complimentary link? Why? Because the profit, let's say the $60 billion that's harnessed and redirected, the profit comes back into a community pot that now allows us to build recreation centers, to build, you know, utilities, to do this, that, and whatever we choose, to build schools, to reinforce our schools and education within our communities. Are you kidding me? The vortex is a financial instrument that gives us access to wealth that flows outside of our church, that flows outside of our communities, that flows outside of our organizations to harness and redirect it. I could give the vortex link. See, you're listening. You're hearing something powerful. I can give the vortex link to someone in China who don't even come to the United States. They go from China to England. I could give the link to someone in Russia, and they go from Russia to Nigeria. They don't even have to come to the United States. They will experience a savings when they book through that link, 85 to 90% of the time. And the savings, even if you're just a little 10-person church, in Baltimore, the savings comes to you. The savings, that free link that you give out and you spread on social media, right? That free link, the savings from around the world. So that 10-person organization now becomes a profit center that has the ability, based on acquiring market share, to grow into the hugest organization. And so the thing that blows my mind and encourages me the most is the access to that savings. I was doing a presentation in Seattle, and a guy came up to me afterwards and says, "You know what, Rick, I saw. Here's what I saw. I saw a company that very well could give up a profit and become very wealthy and pass that on to people." And then he said, "I saw a leadership base of a company that very well could give up a profit and pass it on to the people." I said, "You got it." I was doing a demonstration for a pastor, and the demonstration was Thanksgiving. This Thanksgiving, and booking through the Vortex, and also pulling up Expedia, and also pulling up our Travel Club membership. Now with Surge, you have the Vortex. You have three programs. You have the Travel Club membership, the wholesale club membership, wholesale prices. You have the Vortex, which is a free link to give out to customers. They book through that link, they save, you earn what they save. And then you have a travel agency. So you have the three programs under the umbrella Surge. And so I was talking to the pastor about the three programs. First, I mentioned the Vortex to demonstrate here's how the price comes in for Thanksgiving event down in San Diego, vacation down in San Diego, the 21st through the 25th. And so I booked through the Vortex. And that particular stay, you know, 416 hotels come up. I pull out the Days Inn in San Diego near SeaWorld. Mm-hmm. And in the Vortex, it goes out and it looks at the public price, $509. And then it shows me the Vortex price, the person I give this free link to. They pay $443, right? They save $66. And so I said, "Pastor, that $66 is the check that you get. Whatever they save, you don't have to manage this. Whatever they save, they're self-booking. You earn what they save, $66. And so I said, "Okay, let me show you the wholesale price for the same trip down to San Diego, Thanksgiving, right? The wholesale price." So I put in the search engine, the wholesale club member search for the wholesale price, and it pulls up the $509 Expedia price, public price. The price through the wholesale membership is $289, saving $220. So the retail price through Expedia was $509. The price through the Vortex, the free traveler site, was $443. Saving $66 coming to that pastor, along with reward credits, 362 reward credits. So when a person books through the Vortex, not only is that pastor, that nonprofit CEO, you know, that community builder, not only are they getting the check of the savings, they're earning whatever reward credits that accumulate back to them. Now, and then, of course, the Travel Club membership wholesale price was $289. So I said, "Okay, well, let's, Pastor, a lot of people say I go to the hotel directly. Let's go to the hotel directly, the Days Inn." We go to the Days Inn, and the price is $565. And, you know, through Expedia, it was $509. Through the hotel, it's even jacked up higher through the hotel. So I said, "Let's go to Priceline just to see." The price was $508 through Priceline. Let's go to hotels.com just to see. The price was $509. I said, "See, do you see what's going on in the industry? Now you have a Vortex link that accesses at the same level in the industry, but chooses to do something different with the profit that makes Expedia $60 billion. Oh, now you should have seen his eyes light up. I says, "Get that Vortex link out to your congregation. Let them get it out to all the people they know. Let them put it on social media. Let it get them out to China, Russia, Nigeria, UK, saving the world money." Why is that? Because the money the world saved now comes into your offering plate. Man, are you kidding me? So I got a check the other day for $34. This blew me away. $34 doesn't seem like a lot. $34. It was a Vortex check. Someone booked on my Vortex. I don't even know who they are. But I'm a process person. I'm a military man like you. And so when I see processes, I said, okay, this is a check. I don't know who. Think about Expedia. They don't know who. $60 billion. I'm like, you know what? Multiply this 34 by 25 is 850. Multiply it by 50 people who booked through that vortex. It's 1,700. Multiply it by 500 people. 500 people who are of the million who are fleeing the path of Hurricane Florence. It's 17,000. And so you ask me the question. We must get innovative in what we're doing. Now, let me very quickly say, the Surge 365 program, it has three platforms. It has the Vortex. You heard me mention that. That's a money maker. It's a passive fundraiser, putting you in position to raise billions. If Expedia can raise billions, market share, you can raise billions. But it has the wholesale club membership. You just saw that. Wholesale prices instead of retail prices. And then it has a travel agency. The travel agency is huge. And so when I'm talking to pastors, I'm talking to organizations, they want the whole Vortex Platinum package. They can use that travel agency for group trips. I like the education piece. You've heard me talk about this. The education component of owning a travel agency. Every little strip mall used to have a travel agency. You don't see them anymore because the industry has shifted to the internet. But this is now, let's use the church as an example. The church has a travel agency. If they're going on a group trip, if they need to rent a venue, they have access as a partner in the industry. Okay. What I love about the travel agency piece is the training. And you've heard me talk about this. I could take a person, the industry is there. You know, so you still have SeaWorld. You still have the Hyatt. The industry has training programs. And those training programs, those training modules are on sites like Travel Agent University, Travel Agent Academy. Because we are a travel agency, we have access to those sites, education sites, education students. So if a person wants to become a travel agent, they can become a travel agent in the program. If a person says, you know, I want to focus on special needs travel, that training is free. It's online. Wedding destination specialists. If they want to focus on educational travel, the training is free. People are going back to college. And 2 years later, $5,000 in debt, still can't get a job because we know education is not what it used to be. You get a job based on who you know, not what you know, right? And so a person can come through. You know, if a church has the full package, they can take that free training. And when they become a Hyatt specialist, a luxury travel specialist, a SeaWorld specialist, whatever vendor sends them a certificate of completion. And so that person can build a portfolio of all the certificates of completion. Why? Because they're a hotel specialist. They're a resort specialist. This is an actual career field. In fact, hospitality and tourism is the number one employer on the planet. And so we have access to education now. And so I was telling someone the other day, I said, I could take a homeless person. Think about this for the communities, right? I could take a homeless person that wants to learn and run them through Dress for Success, run them through Here's How to Interview, and let them take some free training that want to learn, right? You're a SeaWorld specialist. Take the training. It's free. It's online, right? You know, you got a center, a computer station set up, you know, where you got different computers, and you want to be a hotel specialist. You want to be a wedding destination specialist. When they take these trainings and they're free and they're online, the vendor sends them a certificate of completion in their name, right? And so I could take that homeless person and I can build a portfolio for them. And let's say downtown Baltimore, you know, the Hyatt downtown Baltimore, the Marriott downtown Baltimore. Now, this person has taken the Marriott specialist course. So now they're actually partnered with the Marriott. Marriott don't even know, right? Build this portfolio. Marriott's, local Marriott, downtown Marriott's hiring. I could send that person down there to compete for that job. Are you kidding me? No, 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 no. Increasing human capital. I could take a person and say, okay, hospitality and tourism, number one employer on the planet, create a training center. See, the church has a responsibility with these people losing jobs. They need to create a computer center, come on board, have access to Travel Agent University, Travel Agent Academy, create that center. And for the people who want to advance but are stuck because the system will not allow them to, have them go through these training modules. What do you want to focus on? Inclusive travel. You want to focus on special needs travel. You want to be a Disney specialist. This training is free. It's online. I had a person that joined our business. She became a travel agent in a traditional college, you know, 2-year college. And 2 years later, $5,000 in debt, right? Nobody in the entire class gets a job. She comes into Surge 365 immediately. She takes a program, becomes a travel agent. The program, travel agency in Surge 365, immediately connects her to the entire industry global, asking for permission to be hired. We talk about innovation. We must get innovative in how we're doing things. And then so you have the Vortex, you have the travel agency, and then you have the wholesale club membership. Now, as an organization, you know how much these organizations travel? The organization travels wholesale instead of retail. The board, your board is going to love you because you're saving my time, Lenny, right? Travel wholesale instead of retail. One other point before I turn it back over to you for any other questions there is you heard me mention reward credits. When I give out that Vortex link, let's say I'm a church and I give out the free Vortex link to the entire congregation. Congregation, of course, books through that link. They give it out to their friends and family, strangers. Not only is the church, as an example, getting the check, the cumulative check, which is corporate level money of what everyone saves going through that link, the church also earns reward credits. Those reward credits are kind of like travel points, kind of like frequent flyer miles. They come back to the organization. They come back to the church. So now those reward credits are good for 10 years. So now here's the church. They got the money. They got the accumulated reward credits from all those customers booking through the Vortex. So now the church has a vacation vault of reward credits, 100,000, 200,000, 500,000 reward credits accumulating, accumulating, accumulating. These reward credits spend like cash in the membership in the program. So they got these accumulated reward credits. Let's say somebody needs to fly home for bereavement in the congregation. You know when that call comes, the only answer is, I'll be right there. You don't have to take up an offering. Pay for that flight with the reward credits. Let's say someone needs a couple of weeks stay, you know, at a hotel because of whatever transition they're going through in life. You don't have to take up a special offering. Pay for it with the reward credits accumulated. You know, you got the holiday season approaching. You know, you want to give out gift cards, e-gift cards to your congregation, maybe even to your community. You know, $50, $100 Walmart gift card. You don't have to take up an offering. Purchase those gift cards through the accumulated reward credits. See how we're getting innovative. We must get innovative if our organizations, our churches, and even our communities are to survive. And so that's what we do.
All right. Yes, and, you know, we came up with an innovative idea and program that we're will be implementing this fall, and it's called From Travel Intern to Travel Agent in 90 Days.
Nice.
That program, that program works, you know, very similar to what you were saying, where, you know, we could take a person who's, you know, going through some things and really could use an internship that could help them ultimately become a certified travel agent.
That's awesome. And see, and that's access. Normally, we don't have access. That's why I try to get people to understand. You're locked down because money is basically control. Access locks down educationally. You know, you may not have money to go back to college. You may not have – this is access. If I can get anything across, this is access. One of the things that is interesting, if you're listening to this and you say, Rick, you know, I want to do the Vortex. I want to do that. I think it's a great fundraising program. And you're right. It is. 50 people book on the site. They save $50. You just raise $2,500 plus the reward credits. 500 people book through your free link. It's complimentary. And you save $50. You're right. You just raised $25,000 plus the reward credits. Here is the first step a person has to do or an organization has to do. If you're going to go through the Vortex, of course, you got to come on board in the program, first of all. Excuse me, but a Vortex registration drive is the number one thing to do. Because when people get ready to book, if they're not registered with the Vortex, they're going to book somewhere else. And so the first thing is a Vortex registration drive. Well, what is that? We call it a stop and look campaign. They got to sign in, create an exclusive sign-in, confirm an email, and they can book. That simple? Yep, just that simple. They got to create an exclusive sign-in. So let's say it's a church. Let's do a Vortex registration drive. Let's get 50 people registered. Let's get 100 people registered. Whatever that goal is, let's get them registered. And so if I'm looking at an organization and then they come on board with the Vortex, there's five steps, five major steps. Step number one, please assign to me to help a campaign manager, someone that is the interface to that organization. Step number two, what project, what passionate, emotional project are we trying to raise money for that people will say, somebody ought to do something about that. I got to do something about that. So what is that project? Got to identify the project. Step number three, how much money are we trying to raise? Well, Rick, we want to raise, you know, $5,000. We want to raise $50,000. Well, Rick, you know, I'm very optimistic. We want to raise $60 billion. Okay, well, let's do it. We're going to organize a whole community then. Let's do that. Let's do that. It's just them going to a free link, making a choice. Money stays in the community, right? And so, but how much funds do you need to raise? And then step number four, all-out effort is the Vortex registration and setting a goal. You want to get, you know, by the end of September, we want to have 50 people registered for the Vortex. That means 50 people that went in, created a sign-in, they confirmed the email, and ready to book. They may not even book, but we want to make them ready. Do we want 100 by the end of September, 500? Do we want to get 1,000? Do we want to register the entire community before the end of September? And if somebody actually understood the power of what this is to harness or redirect wealth, let's register the entire community. We talk about voter registration. Let's do a Vortex registration drive for the entire community along with the voter registration, right? And so this is real wealth that's transferred, right? Right? And so step number four, all-out effort, Vortex registration, so that when people decide to book, they can do it. And then step number five, set that deadline to complete the Vortex registration. I have found that that is so, so important because when people book, they just book. And they think they're going to Trivago, they think they're going to cheaptickets.com, but they're actually going to either Priceline or Expedia since everybody's owned by Priceline and Expedia and they set the public price. You know, I mean, that's amazing to me how that is, but, you know, it's business. Now, the Vortex is a proven performer. Listen to this. 2017, the first 6 months in 2017, people booking through the Vortex, the reward credits earned, 7.7 million reward credits. The money saved, which, of course, was the money earned by someone, $627,000 money saved for the entire year, 2017. How is this even possible, right? But it is. Total reward credits, $81 million. You see that spike? What? The money was over $50 million. Now, did you get a market share of that? Right. Rick, I didn't get a market share of that. Well, then you contributed to someone else's market share. Oh, no, 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 no. We need financial instruments such as the Vortex to harness and redirect. And let me say this, and then I'll turn it back over to you. One of my guys in the business, he works with churches, and his church in particular just got back from Guatemala. And he connected the team, the leadership team going to Guatemala, he connected them to the Surge concierge who connected them to Group Delta, Delta Group. And Delta Group was able to split up the price of the tickets, airline tickets, for 16 people, started off with 20, ended up being 16, into two tiers. And last July 2017, they needed $2,000 down, and the actual trip happened February 2018. And so by January, they needed the rest of the balance. They gave them all of that time to pay and come up with more money through fundraising for the rest of the balance. $2,000 down, and then all of this time to come up with the rest, and the airline ticket price stayed the same. They locked it in. Then Delta Group came back and says, are you taking any supplies down to Guatemala? And they're like, yes, we're taking peanut butter and Bibles and, you know, medical supplies and da-da clothing. They gave them a $1,700 freight waiver for their supplies because they're a nonprofit. Think about all the trips, right? All the different mission trips around. And then insurance. So my buddy Ron, he purchased insurance through Surge, and at that time they had a special for $79. Little did he know, the insurance, $79 insurance policy covered all 16 people going to Guatemala. Two people ended up getting sick, hospitalized, right? They had to go to the hospital. And the two people had to stay back waiting for them. Insurance covered them, all of that additional expense. Are you kidding me? I was like, what? And so these are testimonies. You know, one of the things that's cool when you have tools, you know, tools kind of lead into testimonies, you know, where you can use a tool and see how it works. And, you know, that $34 check that I received, that's a testimony. You know, this, what I'm telling you about with the Surge and the insurance and the freight waiver, you know, and the two-tier airline payment tickets for the tickets, those are testimonies. See, even that, we must get innovative to use and explore tools so that we're not locked down. You know, right now, a lot of organizations and churches are locked down and spinning their wheels. Oh, well, your freedom is here today. Over to you.
Yes. You're so correct. A lot of churches and financial institutions that are, you know, trying to do good in the community, there's, this pastor was telling me the other day when we was talking, he was just saying, he said, man, he said, there's a cash drought. You know, and I said, well, I got the solution to your cash drought. I said, so make sure you tune in and listen today.
And you know what's interesting? There is no cash drought. Think about it. We were driving through the community, and we're looking around, all of these new buildings going up. I was like, what? This is amazing. There is no cash drought. There's tools that redistribute and redirect cash. You know, you're just not in the flow of what's going on. And right. And a lot of times you can't ask permission. The Marvin Williams Center, the Marvin Williams Community Center in Bremerton, Washington, if you get a chance, look that up, Marvin Williams Community Center. It takes up a whole city block. Glenn and Chantel, the Aidens out there, are in Surge. They're working with the bishop the Marvin Williams Center, and using the Vortex for fundraising. This center takes up an entire city block. The church is closing down their brick-and-mortar church to move into the center, and which is so awesome because, you know, everything in our communities and our it began in the church. And so now that's going to be their place of operation, their center of operation. Such a beautiful facility. And so now being able to create the funds coming in, Mariano Nandin, he works with businesses. We actually brought in a shuttle company that takes people back and forth to the airport. We talk about turning travel expenses into revenue. And so this shuttle company came on board. They have a mobile app. We work with a company that develops mobile apps. So they've got a mobile app that they give out to their clients, either Apple, of course, Apple Store or Google Play. And the clients can go and download the shuttle company's mobile app, put it on their phone. Not only can they reserve the shuttle through this mobile app, but there's a link on there, travel discounts. And so think about this. The clients can click on the link, travel discounts. When they click that link, it takes them to the company's Vortex. And so everything I just talked about, you know, the savings, those savings and reward credits now come back to the shuttle company. So now we're showing companies how to turn travel expenses into revenue. So whether we're talking to businesses, whether we're talking to schools, think about schools, 68 million families traveled last spring break. Their education is huge. People they don't have money, but 68 million students, families traveled. Think about being able to, as a school, give out that free Vortex link to all of those student families as spring break is coming, as the holiday season is coming, and those families being able to not only save money, but the money they save comes back to the school. Wow. Hey, we've got tools, and these are nothing more than tools. Over to you.
Yes, sir. We're going to take a station break here and play our theme song, which is called It's My Time, and then we'll come back to you. You're listening to Home-Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio, a program that is done to support Movements Unlimited's 501c3 nonprofit program. It's part of our overall vision of information that we share through the use of technology. And we're thankful for the 47,000-plus people who have tuned into a program here on Home-Based Business 101. And we're going to go back to Mr. Rick Reese, who was our guest today, who was sharing powerful information about the Voitex and how people can get into, as he called, Voitex fundraising and registration drives around the Voitex. And we have like about 5 minutes left, and so we're going to do is get some closing comments from Mr. Reese, and we will see if we're able to schedule him again in about another 2 weeks to be able to come back on and just continue to share, because we know that the bottom line is the more people hear this, the more that they will begin to embrace it. We understand that usually people have to hear something like about 10 to 12 different times before they really grasp the full meaning of it. So, but some people catch it right away. We hope you, the people that's listening today, catch it right away. And so if you catch it right away, give me a call at 252-458-3712, and we will be able to assist you and help you with getting your Voitex fundraising drive together. Mr. Reese, back to you, sir.
Wow, it's my time. It's your time. You know, one of the things that, as you was playing that song, I was just listening to, you know, the words, and we make our time. I can either wait for someone to give me time, or I can say, no, we're going to, without permission, you know, take time. It's your time if you believe it. You know, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, truly it can achieve. And it's your time. Because people have no idea how much they're locked down. You know, even, you know, the statement that there's a money drought. If you look around, there is no money drought except where you're at. And you just don't have tools. So in listening to the show today, you now have insider information. The question is, what do you do traditionally with insider information? Do you sit on it? Do you act on it? Do you bury it? Or do you apply it? You know, you now have insider information. And we've been so programmed to have to ask permission from someone that does not exist before we do anything. Well, if I may, I give you permission, you know, to get with Baba Jahi, you know, and his beautiful wife there, and find out a little more detail what this is all about, because actually it is a movement. It is a movement of people, you know, that are tired of, you know, their jobs and knowing that they can't rise on their job. It's a movement of people that are tired of seeing, you know, changes needed in the community, but money is locked down. You know, it's a movement of people who know that there's more. They just can't get there. You know, this is not just business. You know, this is life. You know, one of the things I enjoy about like this program and everything, there's so much more to what we're doing than just this program, but it's bringing people to another level, you know, of freedom, of understanding that I can be, I can do, you know, I can achieve, I can be part of the solution, not just part of the problem. You know, are sitting as a bystander, I can get in the parade, you know, I can march, I can do some things. And people are setting up their retirement, not even knowing it. If you don't do anything to set up your retirement, if and when you retire, you're still part of the system that says, let's take away as much as we can. I know Baba Jahi does taxes. That's another huge piece. You know, the system says, let's take away, unless you're setting yourself up, unless you're setting yourself up for success. I mean, this is a home-based business show, And as we know, tax deductions are a gold mine. Brenda and I, my wife and I, we actually came in the business because of being able to get some great tax write-offs and tax benefits. But I can tell you, every single home needs a Surge 365 business. Why? Because they're creating revenue coming into that home. They're saving through the Travel Club membership. They're creating revenue through that free Vortex link that they give out. They're traveling more and having access to education through the travel agency. And then I'll close with this. There's five areas of opportunity that I just actually covered. One is self-use through Surge 365. One is career opportunities. One is working with nonprofits, working with ministries, working with businesses, and learning. We have a training program where you can learn. A lot of people don't want to come into businesses like a home-based business. They don't see it as a real business. When you learn, like I just shared with you guys, I share from my heart. I didn't have to read any notes. I know this business. I know what it can do for our churches, our nonprofits. I know what it's done for my wife and I. You know, we're million-dollar earners in this industry. Are you kidding me? I live in Colorado Springs, just like you live in a small little town or even a large town. It's really small. How do you even have access to wealth? Folks, I know what I'm talking about. Get back with the folks who put this show on, Baba Jahi and his lovely wife, and find out more. Over to you, brother.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. And we appreciate having you on today. And, we'll see if we can do this again. And, you know, because as I said, you know, it takes a while for it to sink in to people. Also, we want to make sure that we constantly flood the airways with as much information as possible, because we live in the information age today. We're not in the industrial age anymore. We're in the information age, and information is power, but only if you access the information and use it for your benefit.
Let me give two websites that are information websites. The first is www.ettc-cs.com. That's an information website for information on training and the business. The second is a ministry website, betterworldchangers.com, BETTERWORLD, changers with an S.com. That's a ministry, marketplace ministry website. Both of those websites are information only, just so that you know that you're not alone. Over to you.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. And it was a pleasure having you on the show today. And, you know, we're going to have to do this again. So,
okay, yes.
All right. So we'll get that hooked up for another Wednesday. So that's going to be your best day. And we'll make it happen.
All right, now. Thanks for having me on.
All right. You're welcome. Take care. Have a blessed day. And, you know, give your lovely wife our regards.